You're listening to the Mind Triggers Podcast with Nine Nils, Juicy, Henny Luke, and Jay always in the background. And remember, the whole team gotta win.
Paper planes, Mary Jane, take a puff, we on our way.
What's your take on poly relationships?
I love poly. I'm poly, might do it. I love poly. I love it. Okay, so for me, it would be polygynous. Polygamy is for men, when men have multiple wives. I didn't say girlfriends. I didn't say side hoes. I didn't say, you know what I'm saying? Like
Wives. Okay.
And then for women, it's multiple husbands.
Okay.
Traditionally. However, coming into, you know, the transgenderedness and the homosexuality, it can be multiple women with a wife, or it can be a husband with multiple husbands. You know, whatever floats your boat. You know what I'm saying? I'm not discriminating. Right. But poly relationships, I feel like, are great. I feel like everyone is in a poly relationship once in their life. If you've ever been a side bitch or if you've ever been a side nigga, you know what I'm saying? You've been in a poly relationship. However, poly is about building. Poly isn't about, oh, I'm about to get 50 different girlfriends just so I can go fuck them. It's, baby girl, what do you bring to the table? Mama, what you bring to the table? And lady, what do you bring to the table? Y'all don't bring nothing? All right, next.
Right. You got an apartment?
All right. What do you bring to the table? You don't bring nothing? All right, next. It's about building. It's about, you know what I'm saying, generational wealth. That's really what poly is about. Now, there's some people, you know what I'm saying, who get into poly relationships, you know, just get married to multiple people just for the sex. And that works for them.
That's wild.
However, poly,
a lot of sex.
Wait,
what you say? It's a lot of sex.
Oh. Yeah, no, it is a lot of sex. But
but y'all, like, switch it out. Y'all can tag each other in.
No, like, but that's the thing. You, like, for example, I have my husband. I'm not married, but I have my husband that I live with. You know what I'm saying? He knows that I'm out here in the streets. He's 20 years my senior. So he's had his prime. I'm in my prime. So he kind of understands, like, all right, she's going to be out here doing what she do. Whatever the case may be. We're not technically together, but he's not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. He's not going nowhere. And that's on period. Bitch, he even got stabbed because I'm not going anywhere. It's real like that.
Okay.
Wow.
But... you know, any other nigga that I deal with or any other female that I deal with is bringing something to the table. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're bringing money in-house for me and him. You're providing, you know what I'm saying, services of some kind. But it's not that, like, I hate when people say, oh, y'all just be fucking one another. And it's like, 8 times out of 10, you're not really even fucking your other spouses. You may just sleep with my boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? And my husband, he just wants me because he knows that I'm not no dummy. He knows that I'm intelligent. He knows that I can go to school and I can get a degree. He knows that I can do anything in this world. And also he knows that he has no children at 42, 43 years of age, and he wants children. He don't want to have no kids with just no hood rat off the street, and I don't want to have no kids with, you know what I'm saying, True. Just some bum ass nigga. So he's not going nowhere because he wants to put something in these ovaries, and I want him to put something in these ovaries, and
ovaries
I know
look good.
I'm gonna be good. I'm good. I don't have to work.
So you don't have no kids?
I have no children.
Okay. She's got pussies.
She's a cat mom.
Just pussies, yeah.
Just pussies.
A lot of pussies.
So what are the pros and cons of a poly relationship?
Obviously the sex part is a con. Jealousy.
Why is that a con?
I don't think people talk about jealousy a lot.
Why is that a con?
Well, I mean, for me, the sex part, because the sex and jealousy goes hand in hand. So it's like, oh, do I have a turn? And it's like, yo, am I getting passed around?
I better get enough playing time as the other nigga. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, and see that, and that's another thing.
You just gotta tag him in like another wrestler. Hey, you come running to the bedroom,
exactly.
Like the Rock and shit, slide in the bed.
And that's
when you got smell when you get it.
Not at all. I can't.
Shout out to my wrestling fans. I'm sorry.
But my wrestling fans. That's not at all what it's about. It's not. You know, and obviously the pro is, you know, you're building a family, bro. Like, at the end of the day, you're building a family. So it's like, all right, we go and get 17 acres. We go build this house. Like, I don't know if anyone has seen the family. I don't know if you heard of them, DGTV.
Yeah. No.
They're very prominent in the pop. They actually have a poly love community. So, like, if you wanted to link up with other people who were down with polygamy. Like, the first thing with polygamy and polygyny, you have to be honest. There's no lying. True. Like, The reason I'm down with polygamy, and I mean polygyny, is because I want a nigga to tell me, like, listen, I'm gonna fuck with you, but I'm still gonna have my bitches. I can respect that more than you going and fucking me and being like, oh baby, I love you, and then I see you with 3,000 other hoes, you know what I'm saying, a wifey, and a side chick.
It is. It's a lot of hoes.
I want to, that's a good point, though. I just want honesty. Poly is about honesty. If you can be honest, you can be in poly. Now,
hear that, guys?
I'm not going to hold you.
Now, look at the camera and say that, please.
If you can be honest, you can be in poly. And if you can handle honesty, don't say you can handle honesty and then you can't handle honesty. Poly is not for you. If monogamy is for you, be monogamous. But monogamous people, stop forcing people to be in poly relationships, even though it's not technically a poly relationship because you're not married. Stop forcing these people to deal with you and you don't want to be monogamous. If you want to be polygamous, if you want to be polygynous, then do that. Don't be dragging these people along, hurting these people's feelings because you ain't shit. You ain't shit.
As all the women say, and that's on period, poo. Shout out to my time.
That's the truth. Yeah. Come on, this whatever this is hitting. Got me sweating.
It's hitting. Go ahead, Juice.
Yeah, me and Juicy definitely got planned a date.
Period. That's okay. What's your type in men or women? Like your perfect polygamous type.
Honestly, I don't have a type.
Oh,
I don't discriminate.
Bad is anything I like.
It's all about your personality. It's all about your person. For one, you can't be a dummy. We need to be able to have a conversation. Because I'm gonna tell you this. I'm gonna be very honest. I'm gonna say
Juicy. Special. You went to school, right? You went to school, right, Juicy?
No, I don't. Wait, hold on,
Juicy. You went to school, right?
Of course, I went to school.
So you smart?
Yeah. Wait, did North count?
All right.
You ain't gonna do it. You
do who count?
Don't do that.
She went to good school, actually.
Who
counts? Okay.
It don't matter.
He said so, Newark.
It don't matter. So if
you my
sidebar,
East Orange definitely don't count.
It definitely don't.
I never claimed it. Claimed
touché,
it.
Touché.
Sidebar. So if each one of us, right? If you seen us like out, what was your first impression be?
Of each one of you?
Yeah.
I mean,
leave you last. Leave you last.
Okay.
Go ahead and look first.
I mean, when he came in the room, I was kind of, like, in my phone, so I wasn't really, like, paying attention to him like that too much. Like, if I would have seen him, I would have been like, oh.
Wait, what's
damn,
his
name? Just old?
As the girl said, what's he giving you? What's he giving you?
No, it's giving like.
What's he giving? It's giving what he got, right?
No, it's giving he might be a trick. He may be a potential trick, so I'm definitely going to talk to him, obviously.
Trick. Yeah, trick. Damn. Why do you say trick?
Well, I could tell when somebody's a trick, girl. You could tell when a nigga.
Lord.
Luke, how much you spending, Luke? What's in your pocket right now?
Not like me, but like you got to get to know him type. You know what I'm saying? He got to get to know me type, and then he might trick off.
Looks
you,
sweet.
I would
so
be
it's
like,
a trick if I like you.
Exactly.
I be gentle.
You, I would be like if I would have seen you. I mean, like to be honest.
Buying bum bitches gifts.
Yo, I would have been like, he look a little soft. Like, I probably could take advantage of him.
Okay, I'm a Virgo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, my husband's a Virgo.
Yeah, you know how we be.
Your husband Clay spoil you,
huh?
Your husband Clay spoil you.
But he's the one who spoiled me. That's the craziest part.
That's crazy.
Part.
Wow.
That's the craziest part. If I would have seen Juicy, I didn't know Juicy, I would be like, oh, hold on, wait a minute, because she, you know what I'm saying? She got the outfit or whatever. She could dress, you know what I'm saying?
She give me what a give.
And then, right, it's giving. And then, I got to see the booty, so you know what I'm saying?
You see the booty, man. I see the booty.
No, I seen the booty. She got the booty.
Describe it for us, please. Describe it for us, please.
Her booty?
Yeah, describe it.
Well, I'm not even gonna hold you. I was looking at the thong, so I'm not even gonna hold you.
Shout out to Fenty, by the way.
Okay, I was looking at the thong.
Well, God damn it!
But she definitely has a nice body. Her body is banging.
Does the name fit?
What, Juicy?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she's definitely Juicy. She's definitely Juicy. I mean, I ain't really see what that mouth do, but she's definitely Juicy. Oh. She's definitely Juicy.
Show your mouth, Juice.
Yeah.
Lost train of thought of questions. I don't know. We'll be at. Let's get back on track.
How many boyfriends or girlfriends can you deal with or handle?
All right, so right now I have one girlfriend, I have one boyfriend, I have a husband.
Damn, what?
So but you're working on a second girlfriend, though, right?
Right. Huh?
You're working on a second girlfriend, though, right?
My first, I'm not even gonna hold you. My girlfriend, she's a Libra. She's nuts.
My mom is a Libra.
She's nuts. I mean, my moon sign is a Libra, and that's the only way that we get along, because your moon sign is what you hide from others, and that's how you are in relationships. So that's why I can deal with her, and also because in relationships I get a little crazy. You know what I'm saying?
So the crazy don't cancel out. Ain't that how it work in math?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, negative plus negative equals positive.
No. But it's two C's. It's cray cray.
Oh, okay.
So you still have
so
a
it's
C
left. to the second power.
Exactly. Oh, okay, so it don't work like that.
Lucas, you got a degree, right?
Yeah. That's how I figured it out.
Yeah. All the women out there, Lucas got a degree out here.
Doing the math real quick.
Exactly. Got a degree. Just putting that out there. Putting out there, Lucas got a degree. He can bring that to the table.
She does what she do, whatever the case may be. Like, I don't, you know, if she want to go smash off, she want to go smash off, because she's not like in a relationship per se. She's with me.
So it sounds like to me you need a Pisces.
I mean, we definitely.
You need a you.
Right. No, dead ass. I really do, because at the end of the day, I'm a lot to handle for a lot of people. My husband, he's 42. He can't handle me.
Same.
He can't handle me. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, your husband 42?
Wait, what? No, okay, nine. Okay.
No, I think it's a Pisces thing, to be honest. I think it really is just a Pisces thing.
My husband's 36, 7, something like that.
Okay. He's still up there.
What's his running husband? You just bought him?
He's 42. He can barely handle me. You know what I'm saying? But he make it do it because he's going to make a dick.
She about to do the face. The eyes rolling in the back of the head.
I swear. That's straight storm. I swear.
That's storm.
No, but you know what I'm saying? I love my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? I manifested this. I really did.
Shout out to my crystals, man.
I want to be happy.
Punch our crystals out there.
With, you know what I'm saying? I want to be happy with someone who's like me. My niggas kind of like me.
So happiness is the most important thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So as long as they make you happy, you're good.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And you know, vice versa, that I make them happy also.
Of course.
I'm a pleaser. I'm a big pleaser. Like my girlfriend, she wouldn't let me eat her pussy. She wouldn't let me suck on her titties. She's like, no, I want to eat your pussy. I'm like, bitch, let me fuck you. Like,
damn.
Let me make you happy. You know what I'm saying? And she, you know, it kind of threw her off guard, because she was like,
said, well, God damn it, I'm gonna try.
I'm not really used to, you know, being pleased. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a pleaser. That's what I like to do. You not, I'm happy, because I'm going to get mine regardless. I'm going to get mine.
With
care.
Or without
mine.
You.
Right. Definitely with that without rose? You, but...
With that rose? Hmm? With that rose?
No, I just use my hands. Use my fingers.
Oh, I might pull out the hammer.
Old school. That's what I'm talking about, man. Thank you. Mm-mm. Thank you.
I don't need all that extra, because I'm honestly scared if I use like a rose or any kind of like electronic vibrational toy, I'm going to throw off, you know, the balance in my natural vibration.
Thank you for being original. Thank you.
That's why I don't. If you watch porn, you see these girls like rubbing their whole vagina, and it's like, bro, is your G spot and your clit like all over the place?
Like you're doing records and shit.
Exactly.
All right, we're gonna go on.
Exactly.
So I guess you already told us who on your roster. So we'll skip that. How do you push up on girls?
Demonstrate on Juicy for us, please.
I don't. Girls push up on me a lot.
Juicy, demonstrate on her,
girls
please.
Push up on me. And you know the crazy thing is, like, I'm not really like, when I'm drunk, oh bitch, I'm gay.
Off of what, though?
Huh?
Off of what? What do you drink?
I drink Douce. I prefer Douce.
You don't got no Douce?
But it's Douce.
I do have Douce on my bar at home.
Yes. If I can't do Douce, I do Jack Daniels.
Oh, what's Jack?
Regular Jack. Jack and Coke.
You don't like the fire? The fire Jack?
I'll drink Fireball for all of that.
Yeah, it's different. You got to drink that fire one.
But I do like the Jack Fire, because it's not like as syrupy as Fireball. But yeah, but for the most, like when I'm in strip clubs and stuff, like even if I have like no money at all, girls will come throw their ass on me faster than they throw it on the.
No, you have a lot of sex appeal.
Really?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. I don't like when people always tell me that, but I don't see, like, not that I don't see myself as sexy, but I don't try to. And I guess that's why, maybe, you know.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't try, you know, they're going to try you.
Yeah, that is true. No, let me tell, I have a crazy story.
Oh, we love stories here.
So Candy Girls just opened up the other day. I don't know if y'all heard of Candy Girls.
The one in Irvington?
Yes. Irvington.
I just heard about it.
Lions Avenue.
Yeah, Lions Avenue. Yeah.
So we went for the.
I heard about it before.
Soft grand opening. It was very soft.
Damn.
Very soft. It was a very very soft opening. It wasn't hard. It was very soft. Then this one girl, you know, I got like $100 in singles. When I tell you that girl worked for them singles, she worked for them singles. That was the first time I've ever had a pussy thrown on me in my life. The girl like jumped up on the stage and pussy throbbed me.
Damn.
Mind you, she got her body done, so her ass is like ginormous. I'm like, hold on, wait.
It's like a punching bag.
That's like a Jamaica party.
No, mind, she was high. Dagger. She was off coke. She was off e-pills. She was off something. No. So I have on a dress, and my girlfriend's there with me. My sister's there with me. So I'm trying to pull my dress down because my pussy is literally like coming out my dress. I don't have no panties on.
I was about to say, did you have
no, I didn't have no panties. I barely wear panties. I have panties on now. Well,
damn, just kind of. This is a special occasion. You could have just came how you came.
I mean, it's a thong, so I mean, it's all right. It's all right. So it's not really like panties. It's like just covering the pussy area. But anywho, so the girl, I'm just saying. So the girl, she's like really working. Like, bro, when I tell you she's really working the girl, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, doing all kinds of weird shit.
You can't
like,
do that Sierra? Smoking, that, what's that Sierra song?
I'm like, what is going on? Like, why are you doing all of that? But, you know, she was working for her coin. I'm not even going to hold it. She was working for her coin. She was going to work for the dollar.
Opening, like,
yeah, that soft opening.
Right.
The soft.
Right, the soft.
Soft.
I guess you got to go hard, though.
Yeah, very soft. It was very soft. Her ass was soft, too. It was.
That's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
You in the zodiac signs?
Yes, ma'am.
So yes. What's your favorite besides Pisces?
Obviously, right? I don't.
Or what's the worst sign you met?
Them lying ass Leos.
Damn.
Them lion ass Leos, because Libras be lying too. Lion ass Leos and Libras. I'm going to say that. But Geminis are my best friend, actually.
Wait, what's your sign look again?
Sagittarius.
What about
that? You get a pat. My mom is actually a Sagittarius. And the funny thing about that is, when we were living together, obviously, because I was a minor, I, you know, couldn't leave my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
Our relationship was toxic. Like, it was very toxic. I, you know, I didn't grow up with my dad, so it was just my mom. And, you know, that needing a male figure, you know what I'm saying? And I had my stepdad, but it was like, you're not my dad, or you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was mad at the world. I was very angry. You know, it was a very toxic, you know, but it was toxic because of me. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not bashing my parents or anything. I was raised great. I was raised excellent. It's just because I was out of alignment with myself and, you know, not having that father figure in my life. But my mom, she's a Sagittarius. My stepfather, he's a Leo. They've been married for 16 years. That's what I don't understand. How the hell did these two fire signs, these two firecrackers, manage to stay married for 16 years? And then I'm like, hold on. Papa's in the military. Mom, you need that check. Thank you, Dad. Thank you. I love you. I love you.
Now, what do you say about Virgo men and then female Pisces?
Virgo men, they're narcissistic. They're very conceited. They have a Napoleon complex.
All right. Go to Pisces.
Tell me how you say their way or the highway.
Go to Pisces. Yeah.
They're very, very controlling. They're going to try and control your life.
Hey, cut it off. Yeah, we're done.
And if you try to do anything other than what they instruct you to do, prepare for a fight.
Just follow instructions like you tell you to do.
They're very narcissistic. They're very arrogant, very narcissistic.
I'll tell you, take the fucking lights off.
They're very narcissistic.
Simple.
So imagine when they meet like a do what the fuck they want Pisces.
Exactly. They can't handle it. Like my husband, he's a Virgo and he can't handle it. But now that we're not like in a relationship per se, it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Really? What about Pisces women?
Pisces women were the fucking best. I'm not going to hold you, sister. February Pisces, I was a little skeptical of y'all, but you know what I'm saying? You put me back on the bandwagon. Ooh. You put me on the bandwagon. Also, of course, because Rihanna's a Pisces. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to support the February Pisces.
That's on Pisces.
But Pisces women, we're very loving. We're very down to earth. We are going to fight for what we love. We are very toxic. I don't really care. I'm going to say it. We are toxic. But we're definitely worth it. We have that wet.
Y'all need a fucking...
I will promise you that.
Y'all need a 10-step program?
And we have the best esophagus you could ever imagine. I mean...
You said, oh? You said, oh? I heard that shit over here. You said, oh? Is this disagreement over there?
But yeah, the sex is amazing.
Look, you ain't see how the juice went down?
She said, I missed that meeting. I missed that Pisces meeting.
Now, look in the camera to us and tell us, how do you sell a fantasy in a strip club?
Or better yet, demonstrate on Juicy. What?
After you get done listening to Mind Triggers Podcast, tune into West Virginia and Commonplace, a podcast that covers society and culture. And we cover some wild things about West Virginia, intertwine that with some pop culture, and we keep you moving with your host, me, JR, and with the lovable and probably the best part of the show, Stacy, when she's not on assignment. Once again, I'm JR from West Virginia and Commonplace. And like always, tune into us on any type of platform that you listen on, and we're there.
Yo, it's I can't.
My singles on me, man.
You said demonstrate. Ready. I'm not really like close.
Phil, what's up in your heart?
I mean,
or look in Juicy eyes and tell her.
Why she can't describe
it? Yeah, look in your eyes. Have a look in your eyes and describe it.
Oh, mine? Okay.
No,
I am the soft one. So,
yeah. Easy target.
Cause she's gonna know. She's a Pisces. She's gonna know what I'm doing already. So it's not gonna work.
Okay.
But you know, kind of like.
Look, he's falling for it already.
But really, what I do is I play hard to get. That's how you get a man. If a man really wants you and you play hard to get, it's gonna reel him in even more.
Hold on, Luke. What's your strip club move?
The fuck?
Huh? Move?
No move. No move. Move.
What do you mean my move?
Because my strip club move, I sit there and I look at the game or something, act like I don't see nobody until I see the one I really want.
And then you meet a chick like me, like, oh hey baby, what's going on? You bored or something? Why are you watching the game? You wanna watch the game together? What's going on? You want a drink? Oh, they're winning! Yes, let's get a drink! Shots!
Got your ass.
Damn,
got your ass.
Yeah, that got me. I don't want my fifth pocket.
Or you can kind of like Cardi B it. Don't do three drops because didn't she say three drops of Visine? So do two.
What?
Like one and a half.
Nigga said what?
Yeah, see.
You're trying to kill somebody.
One and a half.
See, when we go to the strip clubs,
he didn't die from three drops. She said she did three drops.
That's why when you go to strip club, go in groups, fellas. Go in groups.
Yeah. Have an accountability
and y'all
buddy.
Y'all all going to get got.
Exactly.
Have an accountability
go in groups.
Three drops each.
Because
they do sell bottles of Visine in the bathroom.
They do?
I can't attest to it.
What's
because
the strip club we go to in Atlanta?
Pinups. Pinups. Pinups.
Yes, pinups have Visine.
Oh, I love pinups. Yeah, pinups is lit.
Shout out to my nigga Quan, now. Pinups is the shit. He put me on it.
Follies is nice, too. Follies is the whole bar. Yeah, that's the whole bar.
But the pinups is the one I told you about. Pinups is the shit.
Pinups is kind of like a whole bar.
But pinups is like a nice little hole in the wall, but it's big.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's huge.
You get this. You just chill.
Yeah, Blue Flame is nice. Excuse me. What's the other one? Magic City. Magic City's it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, no.
Personally, I don't like to go to like the top scale strip clubs because bitches act really, really bougie. You know what I'm saying? It's like girls don't understand when they see a female walk into the strip club. You don't know if this girl's a dancer. You don't know if she's a swinger. You don't know if she's about to spend, you know what I'm saying, her last $300 on you. You don't know what's going on.
Right.
But when girls see another female in the strip club, they get kind of like nasty. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to hold you because I don't get nasty, but I'm like, what she in here for? What you in here for?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to be really mindful about how, you know, you treat customers in the club. Because I've had women, you know what I'm saying, take niggas' money from, you know, from their husband or, you know, whoever they came there with and tip me because they was like, yo, you came over here and danced with me first.
Yeah.
You ain't even try to jump on it. Because I'm not one of those girls. Like, you know how some girls will be like, oh, let me finesse the nigga so I can get the coin. And
yeah, see, now
I want the bitch.
I want the lady. Or you perform or like tricks, like pole tricks?
Oh, yeah, I do pole tricks. I do pole tricks, yeah.
Look at your card.
Look
at your card.
Absolutely. That's when people like ask me, like, oh, do you work out? I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
You definitely gotta have that upper body strength. Shout out to
Lil Booty.
Right.
Number the holes.
A pole fitness journey. She's getting there.
Shout out to Lil Booty. Shout out to Tori the Body. Because you know, I be watching Hustle. Because she be giving my inspo. Yes.
So, what's the best thing about being a dancer?
The flexibility of the hours, making your own schedule. Because I'm not going to glamorize dancing. I'm not. Dancing is not for the weak hearted.
I can see that.
You will be taken advantage of. You will be tried. You know what I'm saying? And with the new culture, with these girls. Okay, I'm going to say this. I feel like us escort ladies, us girlfriend experience ladies, us ladies who, you know, provide companionship services, we need to come to some type of agreement. Because this 150 shit, it ain't cutting it. I'm sorry. I ain't taking 150 for nothing, unless it's a massage. I'm not taking 150. That's out, and that's it, and that's all. But you go into the clubs nowadays, and it's like, you got guys in there. Like, for example, I used to work at a club called High Beams.
That's in Patterson?
Yeah, that's in Patterson.
I just heard about it.
You got young girls. And, you know, it's like these young girls who ain't got no meat on their bones. They don't need to be in motherfucking strip club. They need to be in Roof Chris somewhere eating the 8-pound steak. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't need to be there. But you got these young girls that's coming into the club who's taking anything. When just I say thirsty. They're taking anything, they're taking anything. They're taking $40 in a bag of weed.
Oh, damn.
They're taking, you know what I'm saying? They're taking coke. They take, you know, whatever it is, they're taking pills.
That's charity.
You give a bitch pills, that's a lap dance.
Damn.
And it's sad. It's like we have to come together, and it's like we have to value ourselves more. Even though, despite what other people say, as a, you know, you as a dancer, you're not nothing. You're, you know what I'm saying? You're beneath the gravel, that's not the case. You need to value.
We at Mind Trigger support and love strippers.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We love all the booty shakers. We love all the pussy popping hoes. I definitely love the hoes because y'all be better hoes than me. Because I thought I was a hoe until I heard some of the hoes. Right. I thought I was a hoe, and they was like, "Oh no, I fucked 8 niggas at one time." I'm like, "Damn, bitch,
wait, goddamn,
I sucked this nigga dick from the back." Like,
shout out to the real
304s out there. Okay, right,
that's what 304s. But it's like, ladies, like we doing a whole lot for a whole little, and that's not okay. It's not okay, right? In regular life,
$40.
Girl, I didn't know it was. I didn't know, like, when I heard, like, you know, it goes around, like, oh, all you gotta do is give a bitch a $40. I didn't know it was really that serious.
Right, that's wild.
Until, like, I have a homegirl and her boyfriend. He trick off, whatever the case may be, and she was going to his man, like, look at this dirty ass nigga. The girl, this is what the girl is saying. She's like, give me $40. He's like, I ain't got $40. She's like, all right, give me 2 dime bags then. But damn. It's only $20.
Shit.
Dime bags of what? Weed?
Weed! I would have rather you say cocaine, because at least that, you know what I'm saying? You know, at least you get a little high, so then you got some coke, but like.
I even know they still sell dime bags.
I guess it's, I guess it's still cheaper than the dispensary.
I thought it was just Zy. I didn't know niggas was still out here selling Boot Luke. I didn't know that. That's ridiculous.
I should have given some Airy. But if you had to give one advice to first time dancers,
ladies, my advice to you first time dancers, don't come in the club with these shoes. Don't.
No.
Would you want to see me twerking my ass in shoes like this, or do you want to see some platforms?
I don't know.
Yeah, as long as that shit moving. As
long but as it's more comfortable in the platform, right? Is.
As it long as you get that money out my fifth pocket, I'm good.
Don't come in some easy pickings, mad rag, 10 spot rainbow shoes. Don't come in there with the church shoes, with the with the white socks and the little ruffle feathers. Crazy story about that.
Hey, RIP rainbows in East Orange Main Street went down.
Yo. But I get it for like the taller women with the fatter asses or just the fatter asses in general. It's a lot of weight on them heels. You know what I'm saying?
What's your measurements? Mm-hmm. What's your measurements? Just curious.
I think I'm a 28 waist or hip. I don't know. I'm lying. I don't know. I really don't know.
It's nice.
I really don't know. Right. I think I am a 28 waist though, because these jeans, they're good American. Oh, by the way, shop only black only. You may think that black owned isn't in Nordstrom, but Good American, they're black owned. There's a lot of other good brands in Nordstrom that's black owned.
They know that.
But yeah, what you call it? My jeans are 28, so I'm like a 28 waist, hip-ish. And then, you know, my bra, 38. I mean, 38, Lord have mercy. 36.
I said 38.
And
looks like that.
I mean, my throat stretches.
Can you lift your neck up? Huh? Can you lift your neck up?
Just like.
That's it. Let's zoom in right there for you.
Well, speaking of jeans, you ever gave a thigh job?
A who?
A thigh job.
What's that mean? Like that?
Hit it, Luke.
Or do you mean like rubbing my coochie on somebody's thigh?
Luke's gonna tell you the meaning.
the Urban Dictionary word of the day. Thigh job. When someone uses their thighs to stimulate a person's genitals, the sex act is similar to a hand job or a foot job, but you use your use the thighs instead.
Listen, I've done this plenty of times.
What?
This
is the thing? What?
So, you know how many times I done tricked the nigga to think that he like, oh, I want to fuck. I'm like, I, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Give me 3, 4, 5, whatever the case may be. Give me the money. Go in a lap dance room. He think he fucking, and it's right here. Cause I got thick thighs.
Wait, what?
The first time after we hit on it.
I got thick thighs. Oh. And that's really an old hoe trick. Like if you
I got thigh jobs before.
Hell yeah. Hell no. Like, I know pussy feel like.
If you
I'm a grown man.
Like, even bars or whatever the case may be, or you that go see the pussy. You know what I'm saying? These girls, they gonna give you. I mean, they gonna fuck you, but I'm gonna give you a thigh job.
Nah, I'm gonna put my thumb in it first, like a hitchhiker. I'm gonna need to know what the fuck.
Niggas be so horny, they don't even care.
And I'm mad you're serious. Like a thigh job?
No, yeah. I'm dead serious.
And they really think?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Got it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Whose dick was too small before? Like, man, you ain't about to waste my pussy for that.
What?
We're going to use the thigh.
Fellas, man, watch these thighs out here, man.
Thighs. Get them, girl.
Okay, we're going to use the thighs.
Watch these thighs out here. This is crazy.
I'm dead. What's on your sexual bucket list?
My sexual bucket list. I mean, like, I'm down to try an orgy. Like, I seen something online. It was like you can go somewhere. I think it was either New York or Atlanta, and you can pay to play. Like,
what about on vacation? Yeah, like around July 22nd.
Wait! What's going on July 22nd? Hold on, what's going on?
My spouse and I might be going to a swingers resort.
Wait a minute, because I might be out of school then. I might be able to go.
I think it's the 22nd to the 26th.
Yeah, we definitely gonna get each other information after this, because I can't not go without your information. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Temptations in Cancun, because my niece and I went there also, and it was a time of our lives. Just
look how God just working mysterious ways.
Okay. But yeah, definitely to try a swingers party, like an orgy type thing.
Anything off limits?
I don't eat ass.
Either sex, male or female.
I don't. No, I'm lying. I ate my girlfriend's ass.
Okay.
I ate ass. But that's because, you know what I'm saying? We was in the shower type shit. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you had a little hook and reel bib on?
Right. It wasn't. Yo.
Fuck
it. Wow. I definitely, yeah, but no niggas ass. I know a lot of girls who actually, like, get paid to just eat a man's ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's right, a thing?
Exactly.
Wait, Juicy, so you're not eating no ass?
Never.
Hell no.
Ever.
Mm-mm. Whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've done anal before. It's actually amazing.
No, it's not.
Anal is amazing.
Give some tips on how to take anal.
Okay. When you
determine.
She said no, it's not.
My bitch, I can take anal.
Wait. When you do anal, for one, it has to be with someone who's patient. It can't be with someone who wants to fuck your ass like it's the pussy. You can't do that. Secondly, you have to be patient yourself. You have to work with the man. Thirdly, you need lubricant upon entry. You don't need lubricant throughout the whole time, because you will come out your ass. Not you, but
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whoever, you will come out your ass.
Imagine if a nigga could come out their ass.
No, you can't come out your ass.
No, a man, though.
He can come out his ass, too.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah,
oh.
They can come out their ass. Truffle butter, that's cum.
Oh.
That's cum. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was from like a cream pie though. No,
no. Truffle butter is when you're getting fucked in the ass, and either you get nutted in your ass, or you come on your, you know, like come from your anus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because if you think about it, when you're doing, like, as a woman, when you're doing Kegels, your anus pulsates also, so your rectum pulsates as well. So it's really not all connected, but it's, you know, it all plays a part. You know what I'm saying?
Note to self: no truffle fries.
No truffle. But yeah, you definitely have to be very relaxed. And I wouldn't try like doggy style off the rip for anal, because when I did,
what do you recommend?
I did missionary. So I was on top and I was riding him, and when I tell you I had the craziest like orgasm of my life. And also you can't, like, I'm I can't say you can't, but for me personally, like, you can't be, like, too girthy. You can't be, like, 12 and a half, like, 8 to 12 and a half. Like, I need, like, a nice, you know, like, white boy penis. Oh.
Shout out to the white what people out there. Penis?
What about a curved one? To the left.
Only in the penis. I mean, only in the penis.
that drink hitting.
Only it is. I'm telling you, only in the pussy. Only in the pussy. I love curved penis in my pussy. I love my nigga's dick is curved. Actually, he's a curved.
He was Indian. Hmm? He was Indian.
He's Haitian.
Ça passe.
Yeah, he's Haitian.
Shout out to most Indians out there, man. I myself is a Guyanese man.
Okay, okay.
I'm gonna put that out there.
No, my husband's Jamaican. Yeah.
Most Indians out here winning. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Luke. You know, Jamaican on. I'm sorry, Luke.
What's
man.
Your nationality?
American.
Yeah. Like Kool-Aid black.
Not Kool-Aid black. Not Kool-Aid black.
Red.
That's crazy. All
right. So we have our last segment we're going to end it out with. Okay. Now, you can leave a voicemail, right? Mm-hmm. For the last person that you busted open for, good or bad, if it was a good experience or bad experience, whatever it was. Take like about 10 seconds, think about what you're going to say. You can leave in a voicemail for them. What would you say on that voicemail?
Last person I busted enough for. Who was the last person?
And if it was good or bad.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Because I don't even understand why you're not even answering your phone. Like, because you're supposed to be calling me and I'm calling you and you over here just not answering your phone. And I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. Because where the fuck is you at? Because you over there with that dumbass bitch. You're supposed to be over here with me. And you just going to dick me down like that. You're going to give me all of that. You're not going to call me back. You're not going to answer your phone. Okay, I'm about to pull up. Matter of fact, I got your location. I know exactly where you at. I'm coming right the fuck now. So you don't want to answer your phone? I'm pulling the fuck up. That was for my nigga, because that's the last person I fucked busting.
Damn.
Damn. The one I said I wanted to come
don't
grab
stab
me from
him
out
again,
the club.
Please.
No, he didn't get stabbed by me. He got stabbed by another bitch. My husband, he got stabbed by another bitch because he won't put me out the house because she want to be with him. Oh, because remember, I told you, we're not really together. Yeah. We're just living together. And he's like, you know what I'm saying?
And he probably told her that, but she didn't understand.
She don't, but she's some, like, you know what I'm saying, like some big slop. And don't get, like I said, all women need love too, but bitch, not my husband. You ain't going to be fucking him because you too big. We don't do that over here. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Now, well, you want to plug anything when we close it out?
But plug? What yeah. Plug? Plug what?
Anything. Plug that OnlyFans. Plug that OnlyFans. Plug,
Alright, so y'all follow me on Instagram at Trina, T-R-I-N-A, underscore Marina, M-A-R-I-N-A-A. Or you can subscribe to my OnlyFans. I post pretty much weekly at Odats underscore Goddess. I'm not really on anything else.
Okay. That's fine. So Marina last, Marina?
Like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Shit, Quet. That's when it's real wet. It's Quet with a Q. Quet.
Hey, yo. Yeah, no, that's definitely a fact. And ladies, please, can we like have a meeting or something? Like, ladies, I'm down. Like, we need to get this together.
Step your pussy prices.
Yeah,
up.
please, because this 150 ain't cutting it. This 150, 200 shit, that's not cutting.
You can always come back and have a meeting on Montreal, because we'll set it up.
You know
we'll set it up with you and your friends. We'll bring the podcast to you.
No, we should have all the stripper holes here.
Don't tease us with a good time.
No, we should.
Don't tease us with a good time.
A straight hoedown.
Hey.
Don't tease us with a good time.
I'm not. I'm dead serious.
We're going to hold you to that.
That's a teaser not right there. It's a teaser. It's a teaser.
Don't tease us with a good time.
I can't bring no hoes, but we got enough room for the hoes. Hell yeah. The hoes can sit back here. Yeah.
Lucas, end this
It'll
out.
It'll be like a Blueface mansion. Just a bunch of hoes and a whole lot of nonsense.
Give us the wise man once said quote, Luke.
A wise man once said, I don't want to play no more games with you. I just want to put this thing on you. The way that you act got you cuffing that cat. Maybe you can teach me a thing or two. Don't need no flag. I'm going to bang with you. K-Camp.
Okay. Hey. Oh, that's my I like nigga. Right. I love him. I love K-Camp.
I got a lot of common. I'm going to say that.
I do. I
Juice, end us out, Juice.
And as always, the whole team got to win.
Paper plane. Mary Jane.